AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed school children who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Dropping Gems podcast, your soft place to land, where we are always investigating ourselves, investigating the world, and then applying those lessons in real time so that we can live the lives that feel really good and really purposeful. I'm Debbie Brown, and this episode, I want to talk all about the healing importance of beauty and creativity. My mind really got moving this week as I was thinking about, you know, those feelings. And I'm going to kind of speak to men and women on this in a little bit of different ways. But you know that feeling you get when you finally get to get dressed, like look really good? Or for me, I experience that sometimes like when you get your eyebrows done or fresh car wash. For some reason, that just amplifies a little pep in my step. And I know for some guys, that could be like getting your haircut, getting your lineup, getting that car wash. And I was thinking how how really simple it is sometimes to give ourselves that little oomph, that little zhuzh that we might find ourselves needing. And how important it is to take time for those little moments for ourselves to really get up, to feel a little clearer, a little more cleaned off, maybe even a little more beautiful, attractive, manicured, you know, and really the effect that that has mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually on us. So I want to dive into that a little bit, but I'm going to start off by sharing something that happened this week. So this week I had the chance to go check out the premiere for Creed 3, which is Michael B. Jordan's latest film, his directorial debut, and also the movie starred incredible actors like Tessa Thompson, Jonathan Majors, who was absolutely phenomenal. And I had a chance to do the red carpet for that premiere. Big shout out to my Chase Sapphire family. And it was such perfect timing for me because I had spent a couple of weeks. I'm a mom of a soon-to-be 5-year-old boy. I have a business, a couple businesses. I always traveling for work. And so I had hit a little bit of a personal slump with myself, which happens to me sometimes in winter. I'm very sensitive to the changes of the seasons. And it was just nonstop raining in LA for a couple of weeks. I had every single day I was wearing, you know, sweatpants and a baggy shirt and hair in a top knot, like big mom style. And my little one, you know, it's that time of the year where kids are just getting sick at school left and right. And, you know, so there were just lots of couch cuddles in my life and lots of tea and lots of watching Disney classics. And so I started to feel just kind of personally really stagnant. You know, I felt like I'm in my sweatpants every day. I'm kind of going back and forth in this pouring rain. Got, you know, Tylenol in hand, all the things. And it's like those moments, especially when weeks or months go by and you might be in a groove like that, it is really kind of natural to forget yourself in some ways and to not really even realize that you forget yourself. You kind of just acclimate to the flow of your life. And before you know it, you're just like, wait a minute, where am I? Who am I? So that's kind of how I was feeling. And it happens, but I was really craving an opportunity to be in my creativity, craving an opportunity to kind of come to life. And I got that when I got to go to check out this wonderful, really incredible film and do the red carpet. And so I had a really fun experience. And I used to do stuff like this when I worked in entertainment, but it's been a while. And so I had my glam team come over and I had incredible hair and makeup. Thank you, Lorray. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Becca, for the styling. And I had the chance to just be really done up and be in that beautiful energy with other amazing women. And we were just flooded in beauty, getting ready. And then being able to hit the red carpet. And sometimes we need moments like that to just remind us of ourselves. We need moments like that to really amplify what is naturally present, you know, to really nourish some of our poise, our gifts, our abilities, and use beauty in doing that. And I was thinking quite a bit about how it used to feel when I was a teenager, kind of discovering those things for myself as we learn to do our hair or, you know, figure out different beauty routines or, you know, for some of us, especially if you have curly hair, it's really like finding your hair recipe, which takes like a decade of figuring out what products work for you, what styles work for you. But the creativity that's a part of that is what really enlivens us. And I was thinking back to moments of just being younger and being with girlfriends and wearing face masks together. You try out that personal style. You go, you know, swap clothes, trade outfits. And it felt really nice to sit in the yumminess of some of those memories. And it really got me thinking about intentionally placing more moments like that in my life and really connecting with friends to do that. So we talk a lot on this show about tools, right? About self-care practices, about honoring ourselves and our journey and what are the things that we can place in our day. And I think it is really easy, especially if you find yourself on the healing journey or on the spiritual journey, to just really spend a lot of our time focusing on the spiritual aspect of things and focusing on, you know, the journaling and the meditation and some of those really powerful tools. But another part that's really beautiful and expansive is finding opportunities to expand on our individual humanity, you know, bringing some of that devotion and that divinity down to the actual practices we use to stay fresh and clean as beings. And so when I talk about self-practices and when I'm out teaching, you know, I really love leaning into sharing some of my favorite practices to connect to the body, which can be like doing dry brushing on your skin, taking those Epsom salt baths, and, you know, don't forget to use the whole bag, sis, like taking time to do Gua Sha on your face. And that's when you use either a tool that's made of stone or of crystal, or even sometimes it's made of brass or copper or surgical steel, and you do those techniques on your face, or you use them to really drain your lymphs and your body. And all of those techniques really allow us to be with our bodies in new ways. So I really recommend that if you haven't expanded in that practice yet, take a second to grab a pen if you want to kind of jot some of this down, if you have a journal nearby. But a great way to start really nourishing your body is to create a practice where a few days a week, you really set aside a little more time while you're bathing, if that's possible for you. And set aside a little more time as you're lotioning or as you're doing some of that prep, and just giving some intention to yourself and an invitation to feel really beautiful. However you look that day, however, you know, you're moving, whatever flow you're in with your body and your beauty, but being intentional to kind of slow down in that process to anoint yourself in different ways. And so one of the ways that I like to do that is a few times a week, I will do some of what I just shared. So that looks like, you know, having an intentional long salt bath. Now, this isn't necessarily in place of your shower or another way that you're bathing and cleansing yourself and tending to your hygiene. This is more so for the spiritual benefits and so and the body benefits. And so I like to take at minimum 3 times a week, a very intentional salt bath. I usually do this in the evening because that's when I'm able to grab a little extra time after my kiddo goes to bed. And so I'll do a warm to hot bath. I'll put in about 2 full bags of Epsom salt. I go really hard with the Epsom salt and maybe some magnesium flakes. That really feels good for my body. And then I'll say a little prayer over the water and I'll kind of set an intention of what I want to release before I get into the water. And I use that time to be without a phone, to light some incense, light a candle, to maybe play some music, as I've shared on this show many times, Selection Radio on Apple Music by Joe Kay is my jam. I've been listening for a few years. I probably listen to a Selection mix every single day for the last 3 years or so. So I'll play that and then I'll get in the water and I'll use that time to meditate and to really let my body surrender and release. And when I get out of the bath, and I'll do dry brushing before I get into the bath, I feel really restored and replenished. And then I like to take a lot of slow, intentional time to, as I'm applying lotion or oils, I love to use an Ayurvedic oil for kapha and also for pitta. And I'll use my Ayurvedic oils or I'll use my really deeply moisturizing lotion. And I'll take my time as I lotion my body. And that's why for me, the evening is best for this. But as I'm lotioning or oiling my body, I'm also taking time to really investigate any areas that may be holding tension and any areas that may be just feeling tighter than normal. And being able to do that kind of physical body scan, and we've done a meditation body scan on this show a few times, which is where you really kind of get present, get still, and track your body and the feelings inside of it from the top of your crown all the way to the tips of your toes. And you align that with your chakra system. But then to also do that physically with your actual hands and your movements and your ability to kind of find ways to meet your own needs of whatever requires your attention. I hold a lot of tension in the tops of my shoulders, in the connection point for my jaw, also in my forearms, and sometimes in my ankles and my calves. And so as I have time to kind of slow down with my intention, I love to really spend time kind of kneading and massaging and trying out different pressure in those areas. And so I also love to do that with my skincare routine. So when it comes to actually putting on an essence and a serum and a moisturizer on my face, taking the time to give yourself a little more intention to cultivate, to honor, to get to know your individual radiant, unique beauty, to really take time spending some slow moments with yourself, either nourishing or finding and exploring the things that make you feel beautiful about yourself. Notice your body, notice your skin. Notice the areas that sometimes for many different reasons you may want to look away from, and choose to look, choose to be with those parts of you, choose to nourish those parts of you, touch those parts of you, spend time with those parts of you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Dropping Gem.
So those intentional practices can also include, you know, having a practice like that for your hair, depending on what your individual hair story is and what that journey has been. But, you know, identifying time a couple times a week to massage your scalp. Something that I love doing is I have a brass tool and also a neem comb made of wood that I like to kind of very slowly scratch my scalp with. In Ayurveda, it's meant to be incredibly stimulating for your scalp, very nourishing for your hair growth, for your stress, opening up your crown chakra. And it takes just a couple of minutes, but I'll spend time really intentionally massaging my scalp a couple times a week, usually after bedtime for my little one. This is also, for those that have asked on Twitter, I tweeted about this recently, that's why I gave up TV for over 2 years, because I needed to reclaim some time to figure out how to grow these practices to really honor myself and my journey. And so TV had to go because binge watching different shows was the time that I needed for my self-care. I needed that, you know, 2 hours a night I might have watched a show. Instead of doing that, I dedicated that to my self-care practice. And so that might be necessary for you, finding the time in some way that feels good. Now, what I do also want to say about that is a lot of times we find ourselves numbing a little in the evening. And this is not a judgment, because whatever makes us feel as distressed and as ready for bed and rest as possible is the right choice for you. But I know very often, because it's the easiest choice and the choice we're kind of trained to make, we decide that at the end of the night, we'll throw on the TV, throw on something mindless, just so we can kind of exist and come down a little bit and regulate. So when you trade maybe TV or movie watching for that at night, and you replenish it with something like taking an Epsom salt bath or doing an Abhyanga self-massage with oil or nourishing your scalp, spending time with your hair, with your skincare routine, or stretching, the same effect happens times a million. So you're regulating in the same ways that kind of watching television at the end of the night can feel really comforting and relaxing. You're getting that same feeling from these practices, and you're really honoring your body, mind, and soul and bringing them to life in new ways. And you're cultivating an ability to meet your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs at a deeper level. So if you're looking for the time to have some of the practices that we talk about here, consider what the flow of your morning and your evening looks like. And then see, you know, what are the things that you're choosing to do with that time? And what need is it meeting for you at a fundamental level, like outside of maybe entertainment or laughing? You know, what on a physical level, on a mental, on an emotional level, what are you noticing within yourself that whatever that is doing for you? And then maybe spend some time and say, you know, is there another practice that could feel more serving? Is there another practice that could meet this need and also help me grow on my spiritual journey or grow my spiritual life? So those are some of the physical practices that I love. And I was never, you know, it was interesting. I was never, as a younger person, a really beauty girl. Like I never was really, never really had the chance to get very involved in like makeup or hair or stuff like that as a teenager, as a younger person. And so that's something I began to have a lot of fun with as an adult. I don't wear too much makeup typically. I love when I get to get dressed up, like hello, premiere. But on a day-to-day basis, I like a nice little balm, a little cream. I like to really spend a lot of time invested in my skincare, kind of helping my skin come to life a little bit more naturally. But diving into some of that meets that need too, because it connects to your creativity. And I think sometimes as women, we're either pushed to focus too much on our beauty that it feels like overwhelming and it's expensive, or we're told to be more modest and not be so vain and focus on those things. But Cultivating our beauty is our birthright. It's part of the experience of being human, caring about your hair, your skin, the way that you feel. It is important and it ignites our creativity in new ways. And the way we tend to our beauty does not have to be the way for some of us when we were younger, it looked in, you know, 17 magazine or Ebony magazine. It doesn't have to look like the way that capitalism and TV pushes it on us, like buying things or having outfits or, you know, having this kind of makeup and this status symbol or having your hair done in this kind of way. It's more about how do you get to know your unique beauty? How do you get to know your beautiful curl pattern or the way that your freckles come out in the sun or the way that your skin changes in the seasons or responds to different lotions and different oils? You know, the beauty of the journey of our beauty and our radiance. And this is for both men and women, because for any men that are listening, you are beautiful too. And you have a beauty that really matters. And, you know, it doesn't have to just be, you look handsome or, you know, you're a child of God as well. And so there's so much beauty in your skin and in your body and in your hair that you get, that you deserve to get to know in a really gentle, expansive way. So however you identify, beauty is a part of what helps us heal, what helps us grow. So often when I teach meditation and emotional regulation, it's about connecting to the beauty of nature. I know many of us hear that a lot, and we've talked about that on this show, but the healing power of seeing beautiful things is scientifically proven, which is why being in nature to regulate, or, you know, there have been studies about people in hospitals and the difference between the recovery of someone from an illness or surgery, if you're able to look out of the window in the hospital and see a tree or see the sun or see clouds or have a healing garden at the hospital that you're staying at, versus being in a hospital that's maybe surrounded by a cityscape, that in a room that doesn't have a window, you heal slower. Your mental health takes quite a toll, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual health. And so the same way is that connecting with beauty for our healing by looking in nature, by seeing things like mountains, waterfalls, skies, animals, sunshine. We can connect to a deep healing like that by finding and seeing and cultivating and tending to and spending time with the beauty that uniquely resides inside each of us, and spending a little time creatively looking to bring it to light. So when I had a chance earlier this week to go to the Creed 3 premiere and be on the red carpet and kind of connect to beauty in a new way for me at this stage in my life as a mother of an almost 5-year-old that is really just focused on work and motherhood, it reminded me of a piece of me that I needed to reconnect to. It lit a little bit of a creative fire under me to give myself a little more pep in the step, which nourished my mental health, which nourished my emotional and spiritual health. So I want you to consider finding a way to do that for yourself this week. We have 2 episodes left in this season of Dropping Gems podcast. And in about 2 weeks, I have a big, 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 big announcement about this podcast that I cannot wait to share with you. So that's coming up. And also before we part ways, I also want to share that if you get a chance, this is not an advertisement, but I loved it. Check out Creed 3. It was really amazing. It's a boxing film, so there is some violence. So just a little bit of a trigger warning there. I did have to kind of look down a few times because based on my personal journey, taking in physical violence like that can be challenging for me. So I looked away a few times, but the story of Creed 3 was amazing, and it was so deep. And I just really, I really connect with and think that Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors are two of our greatest actors, and they're going to go down as that as their careers continue to expand and, you know, the really interesting roles they take on continue to expand. But I was really in awe of both of those men and the mastery that they have for their craft, the mastery that they have for bringing these stories and these really intense and interesting characters to life. I don't want to give away too much about the story, but the story itself, the plot itself of the movie was very deep. And if you've been listening to this show, I really think when you see it, you'll connect to it in such a deep way. There were a lot of themes present that we talk about on this show as it relates to mental health, forgiveness, emotional resilience, responsibility. So, yeah, it was deep. I think you will love it. Everyone was phenomenal. And just really huge shout out to Michael B. Jordan as a director, because I thought the way that he saw this film and the way that he told this story and guided his actors and acted himself, it was just like, wow, mind-blowing, incredible, very inspiring creatively. So if you get a chance to check out Creed 3, do it, do it, do it. Shout out to the stunningly gorgeous Tessa Thompson. Her voice is amazing, by the way. I just loved seeing her in this film. And yeah, it was amazing. So check it out. I know you will. And today, the soul work for this episode of the show is connected to tending to your inner light and tending to your radiance, your beauty, your nourishment, really looking to enliven your physical body and your beauty. So the soul work for today is, what are some ways that you can do that? And I want you to really think about it. It could be as simple as saying, you know, I'm gonna put a little more effort into myself today. And for you, that may look like you want to get dressed in a different way, or you want to show up at work in a different way, or, you know, maybe do it up a little bit more. And or it could be saying, I'm really going to intentionally massage my face tonight in the mirror when I put on moisturizer before bed and look myself in my eyes and tell myself I'm beautiful. Whatever that looks like for you, I want your soul work to be finding a new practice that really celebrates, supports, and tends to your radiance. How and when do you feel most beautiful, most yourself, most physically confident? And I want you to really think about that and write down a few ways that you can support that. You can grow that. You can stretch that. Send pics too. If you happen to be out in the world having a great day like that and you post it on the gram, tag us. I would love to connect with you and see and celebrate. Okay. Until next week, thank you for listening. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect. At Devi Brown, that's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, devibrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jack Cleese and me, Devi Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.